Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
A mixed bag of weather for the weekend. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. Police in Coburg have made two arrests for drug-related activities Wednesday in separate incidents. Police on general patrol in the area of Division Street and Ewart Street located a person wanted on an outstanding warrant. During that arrest, police allegedly located a quantity of suspected fentanyl. At approximately 9:45 a.m., police responded to a report of an open-air drug use in the area of Queen and McGill Streets. Officers located an individual with drug paraphernalia and suspected controlled substance in plain view. Police located approximately 0.4 grams of suspected crystal methamphetamine. Both suspects were held for bail hearings. Northumberland County says residents will move into the new Golden Plow Lodge long-term care home later this month. The move is many months in the making, as county officials have been working with the provincial government's Ministry of Long-Term Care to open the facility, which is anticipated to begin housing residents earlier this year. Prior to the resident move-in August 23rd, the community will have an opportunity to tour the new Golden Plow Lodge during an open public session. Northumberland County will begin replacing the Salt Creek Culvert on County Road 25 south of Warkworth beginning Monday. The project is located between Gravel Road and Pine Grove Road. County Road 25 will be fully closed throughout construction. Signed detour routes will be in place for local traffic and heavy trucks. Work is expected to be completed by October. And the Sandcastle Festival concludes today at Coburg Beach. Amazing sculptures carved by amateurs and master carvers will be on display. There will be family activities, local and youth vendors, and live entertainment throughout the day. In sports, the Kodiaks look to avoid elimination in their playoff series tonight as they play the Six Nations Chiefs on the road. The Kodiaks are down 2-0. The Jays continue their series with the Phillies today. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
Oh my gosh, we have so much junk in the garage. I'm gonna have to give that guy Ed a call.
Yeah, and make sure he takes all that junk at the side of the house, too.
Call Ed's Junk Removal, what do you say?
Call him up now, he'll take it away.
Call Ed's Junk Removal,
when you're in doubt.
Let Ed's Junk Removal clear it all out.
Call 905-924-JUNK, edsjunk.co.
The staff at Country Sign and Wraps welcome you to bring your project by their shop. Summer's almost here, and they'll help you get ready. Marine, all-terrain vehicles, golf carts, your summer car, whatever you like to drive, they can wrap it. They'll help you design artwork for your project, or if you already have something in mind, you can email it to them at countrysignwraps@gmail.com. Spots are booking quickly, so text or call 905-516-1000 to make an appointment. Country Sign and Wraps, your one-stop shop for everything sign, design, and wrap related.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. A mix of sun and clouds, 60% chance of showers, risk of a thunderstorm today. Fog patches dissipating this morning, high 27, humid X35. Cloudy, 40% chance of showers tonight, low 17, sunny and 27 on Sunday. Mix of sun and clouds, 60% chance of showers Monday, high 26. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.